Let's go to the opera. Your host, the Book of the Month Club, welcomes you to the 15th in its summer series of opera programs sung in English. It is with great pleasure that we welcome to Let's Go to the Opera, Miss Risa Stevens of the Metropolitan Opera. Our other soloist is an artist who has appeared previously on these programs, Mr. Eugene Conley. The music is by Puccini, Bizet, Gluck, Falla, Thomas, and Wolf Ferrari. And it begins as Thomas Sherman conducts the orchestra in a bright overture, the overture to Wolf Ferrari's opera, The Secret of Suzanne. Thank you. The overture to Wolf Ferrari's The Secret of Suzanne is followed by a song from Gluck's Orpheus. The singer is Miss Risa Stevens of the Metropolitan Opera. The song, Che farò senza Euridice? What is life without Eurydice? In the opera, Orpheus almost succeeds in bringing his wife, Eurydice, from the land of the dead. However, he turns to look at her before they're safely out, and she falls lifeless again. Broken-hearted, Orpheus sings this tender song. The part of Orpheus is portrayed by a woman. Miss Stevens sings it for us.
Without you, my love.
Miss Rita Stevens, a song K. Faro from Gluck's Orpheus. She will return a little later. Now Mr. Eugene Conley steps onto the stage of the Mutual Guild Theater to sing an aria from Puccini's La Tosca. The artist, Mario, is painting a religious picture and pauses in his work to marvel how the blonde beauty of his subject seems to blend with the dark beauty of his beloved Tosca. Mr. Conley sings the celebrated tenor aria, Strange Harmony. Eugene Conley has sung Strange Harmony from the opera La Tosca. As we promised, Miss Rita Stevens returns, this time singing the familiar Sagadilla from Bizet's Carmen. In the first act of the opera, Carmen is arrested for stabbing another woman. She sings this song to her guard, Don Jose, suggesting that he help her escape. The Sagadilla, Miss Stevens. Thank you.
where I dance a smooth segedy and I drink manzanillo. I will soon be there with little pastia. Still, I would be so very lonely, dancing would be a sad affair. So I will take my one and only to come and sit beside me there. My one and only, I threw him over. I put him out the other day. Now my poor heart looks for a lover. Reaper, whatever comes its way. I could have had a score of men, but none has set my heart a whirl. And still I hope for something more of men. Are you the man? I'll be the girl who wants my heart. Must I be lonely? Now is the time. Take me today. Let me call you my one and only, and I'll take you without delay. Down to the town of Trinidad, down to my friend in La Spazia. The dancing is fine and the music is divine in Sevilla.
The applause is for Miss Risa Stevens, who sang the Segadilla from Bizet's Carmen. We now have a brief intermission, and this gives me an opportunity to explain something about the choosing of Book of the Month Club selections that surprises many people. It is sometimes assumed that the five judges on the club's editorial committee deliberately try to pick books that will be bestsellers. No, not at all. The judges read the books submitted to them by all the publishers of the country months in advance of publication. And at that stage of the game, it is anybody's guess as to just which books are going to be enormously popular. You simply can't tell. But even if such clairvoyance were possible, it would make little difference to the judges. Not because they are in any way prejudiced against bestsellers as such, but because they are interested in books as books, in what they have to say and how they are written, and what they have to offer in the way of experience, enjoyment, and information. These are the things about a book that interest the judges. The actual fact is that practically every book they choose does rise very quickly to the top of the bestseller lists all over the nation. But that happens not because the judges try to choose highly popular books and are good guessers, but because they are experienced and discriminating readers, each with marked individuality of taste. And any one book that appeals to all of them is almost certain to appeal just as strongly to readers of good books in general. But first and always, it is the book that counts. And perhaps that is why the thrill of discovery so often attendant upon the reading of a new and important book is a pleasure shared by our members and our judges alike. Now, let's go to the opera resumes with a brilliant dance from Manuel de Falla's Vida Breve, played by the orchestra under the direction of Thomas Sherman.
Thank you.
Thomas Sherman has directed the orchestra in The Danza from Manuel de Falla's Vida Breve. Miss Stevens and Mr. Connolly step to the center of the stage to sing one of the most exciting duets in grand opera from Ambroise Thomas Mignon, which begins, "Ah, let our happy hearts beat together." In the third act, Wilhelm dashes into a burning castle and rescues Mignon. As she regains consciousness, Wilhelm realizes how deeply he loves her, and together they sing this song, Miss Stevens and Mr. Connolly.
Dearest Mignon, look in my eyes and let me see your face. Here in this robe of white, here in this golden light, you are an angel of beauty and grace. A vision of heaven, you are an angel of beauty and grace.
This has been the 15th in the summer series of Let's Go to the Opera, presented every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time by your host, the Book of the Month Club. Our soloists this evening were Miss Risa Stevens and Mr. Eugene Connolly. Before telling you about next week's program, may I point out an interesting fact about the current Book of the Month Club selection, the epic novel Independent People by the Icelandic author Halldór Laxness. I mentioned before how often Book of the Month Club members receive that wonderful thrill of discovering a new writer. If you've read the reviews, you know how unanimous the critics have been in declaring Independent People a truly great novel. In all probability, it is destined to join the ranks of those books that have earned their authors international reputations. Next week, Let's Go to the Opera brings Miss Eleanor Stever and Mr. John Baker to the stage of the Mutual Guild Theater. The program will include songs from Rigoletto, Turandot, Pagliacci, and Goyescas. Let's Go to the Opera is a weekly presentation of the Book of the Month Club. It is produced by Roger Bauer and comes to you from the Mutual Guild Theater in New York City. This is Frank Waldecker inviting you to be our guests next week at this same time. This program was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.